You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I'm here to tell you that social media should not allow people to fuck with your shit. Yeah, you see this pile? This is my shit. Not your shit, you self-righteous prick. You fuck with your shit and leave my shit the fuck alone. You want me to come and fuck with your shit? How would you like it if I came along and destroyed your fucking life and fucked everything you've got going for you up? You say eye for an eye, so let me stick a hot poker in yours. Karma is coming. You better not pucker up either. It's the equivalency of playing with non-quality jacks in somebody else's opinion. They see something like a post, for example, right? And this is your jacks. You're playing jacks and you're bouncing the rubber ball and you're picking up the jacks and then you're bouncing the ball and picking up the jacks and you've got like three jacks left, right? And you're almost done. And somebody says, you know what? Those jacks suck, and they come and sweep them out from you. And you're like, hey, those are my jacks. Give me my jacks back, bro. And they're like, nah, they're not good quality. You see these bins right here and it's kind of scuffed right there? It's like, fuck you, bro. Those are my jacks. This is my game. Get the fuck away. Or even, you know, they want to come along and say, you know what? You shouldn't be eating just vegetables. You should eat meat. Like, fuck you, I'm vegan. No, I think you should have dairy. I think, you know what? It's not cool for you to come along and flex your non-dairy ice cream on so-and-so's dairy ice cream. Like, what? Okay, boo-boo. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Question! Why do you think it's okay to flex your right to calf's milk that doesn't even belong to you? It belongs to the cow who is giving it to the calf that it is for. It's rightfully for the calf. But hey, you want to let other people come along and steal the calf away, slaughter it for veal while it's still young, then serve it to people. Then, as if that's not bad enough, you want to suck the milk right out of the tits by proxy, using machinery. Shove all these cows together, let them shit all over where they're living, and live among their own feces, but suck the milk out of their tits that's meant for the baby calves. How do you think these cows and calves feel? You think it's fucking wonderful to have artificial insemination just shoved up its ass? You think anal fisting rape is great? Then why don't you let other people anal fist rape you and start just sucking on your tits? How would you feel if you got a baby and you're breastfeeding it and somebody bursts into your house, takes your baby from you, slaughters it, serves it for veal, and then just start sucking on your tits without you being able to fight back? Is that cool? That's cool with you? Because, I mean, there's oat milk, there's soy milk, there's lactose-free. I mean, dude, don't quote me on lactose-free milk, because I still think that that's cow milk and they just strip the lactose from it. I don't know. But, dude, there's oat milk, there's plant milk, there's soy milk, there's other milks. There's fake meat, dude. Everything you want that you're like, oh my god, I can't live without a steak. You know what? There is fake meat steak. There's no steak. I'm sorry, there's no cow steak. You know what? I thought that I used to be like, oh my god, like I'd never be able to live without a steak and a burger. I'd never be able to live without cheese on my burgers. But you know what? It's been 3 years and I've never missed meat. Like sometimes I'll smell it and it'll like kind of make me drool. Like let's say I drive by a In-N-Out, right? And they're not filtering their smells. They're letting their smells go all around, just pollute the air with animal carcass, right? Animal carcass on the grill. But hey, you want to defend your right to consume that, right? But I'm telling you right now, I've never missed meat. Like sometimes I'm like, man, it would be nice to eat, you know, something like a steak. Because I haven't necessarily found a good quality fake steak yet. Doesn't mean I won't. But that's the whole point of not eating steak, is to not eat steak. Right? You like meatballs? There's fake meat meatballs. You know, I mean, dude, there's a substitute for anything. You need vegan butter? Hey, there's vegan butter. You need vegan mayonnaise with no eggs and crap? There's vegan mayonnaise. It may cost a lot more sometimes, but all this shit you can make from home! Dude, the internet is the most useful tool that people message me all the time. Whenever I say all the time, like every now and then, right? Every now and then I'll get a message and they're like, oh my God, send me more of your vegan recipes. Like, no, look it up online and do it yourself. That's what I did. I looked it up online and I tailored it to what I've got in the fridge, right? I didn't just go run out and buy all this crap, right? I bought what I thought I needed and I used what I got around me. It's not that hard to say, you know what? That would be good with just a dab of mustard mixed into it. In the sauce, in the meat, whatever, right? Jeez Louise. And stop eating beyond an impossible fake meats. As far as I understand, that's baby parts. That's baby DNA, that's baby body parts. You're cool with that? Not me. Because every time you see a Planned Parenthood right down the street, you got like Beyond and Impossible Meats or something like that. Don't quote me on this, and I'm not saying that it's 100% true. I'm just saying it's really odd that one is right down the street from the other everywhere you look. That there's one, there's the other. Like I said, I don't know how true that is, but with the way that stocks are going up and people are investing in that crap, it really makes you wonder. It's kind of gross, dude. Kind of gross. I mean, like Snoop Dogg was Beyond Chicken at KFC. Yeah. I haven't eaten at KFC in so long, dude. Like, the closest I've got was eating a Beyond Burger at, what was it called? Carl's Jr. And I didn't feel good after eating that, so I'll probably never eat that again. But, like, I was fiending for it. Like, that's weird, right? Like, I was addicted to it all of a sudden. Like, that can't be healthy. To be addicted to a food can't be healthy. Like, your addiction to ice cream, yeah, probably not healthy. Your addiction to cheeseburgers, definitely not healthy. When you consume animal meat, you're increasing your risk of cancers. You heard me right. When you consume meat, you are giving yourself cancer. Yeah. You're increasing your risk for cancer. You're not only clogging your arteries with all this meat you're not supposed to be eating, you are risking yourself of getting cancer. I just had a family member die of cancer not too long ago, and I was like, dude, get him to go vegan. Well, he died. Guess he's not vegan. Guess he never went vegan. And then guess who died right after that? His brother. Guess what he was? A meat eater. Drinking soda and beer and all this crap. Like, you know, and I'm not here to preach. I'm here to say, bro, if you want to live longer, stop eating shit. And by shit, I mean meat. Just stop eating it, man. Give it up, dude. Give up dairy and give up meat. I got family members. They're like, yeah. Like, my closest family member, my mom. She's like, you know, I'll stop eating meat. You know, I'll cut back on meat. I'll just stop and I'll start eating other things other than dairy and stuff. So she's started eating non-dairy ice cream. That's a step. Okay, I get it. But then we go out to eat and she's got like this plate full of meat. And like me, I've got avocados and freaking fajita toppings and, you know, and beans and rice and corn tortillas, you know, all the stuff that's like not wheat, not dairy, not meat, You know, and I used to eat wheat, but I developed an allergy to wheat. Oh, why? Because I started getting vaccinations. Hey, there you go. There's a revelation. You know what's sick? Threatening somebody with jail time because they won't get their kids vaccinated and saying that they can't go to school and be around other kids because they won't get vaccinations. And I heard an argument the other day. Oh, you know, we don't have the measles. We haven't heard of the measles anymore. Yeah, I'm sure we haven't. But who's to say that the measles were real? I didn't know anybody with the measles. Not in my time. I'm not saying it never happened, right? Let's say maybe a couple of people had it. Whether it was contagious or not, couldn't tell you. I wasn't there. But how are you going to sit around and say that the COVID-19 exists when scientists have said, okay, well, where's the samples? Where's the petri dish with it attached to a cell? Like, that's the sample. Where's it at? Oh, you don't have it? All right, well, then it clearly doesn't exist until you prove it. You know? It's just like these people who are like, you know what? You touched my ass, I'm calling the cops. And they didn't say this to me personally. They said to the cops, you touched my ass. This person touched my ass in a bar. Really? Prove it. Prove that I did it. What, you had a drunk person vouch for you? Okay, sure. Sure. Alright, whatever. This shit is driving me bananas. Like, I'm not fretting. I'm just like, I'm so tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing about COVID-19. I'm tired of people trying to convict me of crimes I didn't commit. I'm tired of hearing about masks and we're in this all together now. And I'm tired of hearing about fake riots whenever it's really these politicians' kids who are doing the rioting. I'm tired of hearing about prima donna Trump. Nobody likes the dude. Everybody booed him at a freaking ball game that he went to. Nobody's going to these rallies. The only people who are going to these rallies are paid to be there. With the exception of a person who is just deciding to go because they just want to see what this is all about. And then he pays the people to be there to be against him, I'm sure. Handed them signs to be like, you know what, we don't like Trump. I mean, really think about this. These people were paid to be there, right? All of these people are paid to be there. And it's not because they don't want you to not vote for him. They want you to vote for him. They want you to fight for your right to have him in office. And now they have stuffed me down so hard that now you're having to fight for your right to even vote for me, to even know about me, to have others know about me. Because if you talk about me, what are they gonna do? They're gonna say, oh, that one guy that said that mass shootings didn't exist. Okay, well, where did they go? There's no more people in school. Where did all the mass shootings go? They just up and disappeared like COVID-19 disappeared when the riots happened. Now the riots are disappearing when the COVID-19 is coming back into the story. I mean, like, dude, you can't even keep up with these things, much less us keep up with your narrative, your story. You know, if Trump wanted all these crazy fake news stories to stop, well then why isn't he rescinding the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act? You don't know what that's about? Google, or don't Google, DuckDuckGo, the term Smith-Mundt Mundt Act. Look up the Patriot Act. Look up habeas corpus and what that had to do with the Bush administration. Look up all these things, man. Look up all these things that these presidents have done with their time in office. And whenever you're not looking, what they did after the fact. Because once you turned away and your attention was on something else, they're like, oh, let's go and undo what we just did there. Yeah, Obama was guilty of that a lot. He would do something that looked great and wonderful, then he would turn around and backtrack it. Just like whenever I helped, what's his name? Montel Jordan. I'm sorry. Sorry. You can see I'm a 90s baby. Montel Williams, he asked me to help with the VA surge. And so we got the attention of the president, which was really cool. But then what did the president do? After Shashanky, whatever his name is, Shashnecky, something like that, he was the chief of the VA. He stepped down amidst the VA scandal, the waitlist scandal. So that was that. We pressured him into stepping down. So that was good. We were like, yay, boo-boo, yay, we did it, right? But then we kept on going, though. We got the VA hashtag search to, the VA surge hashtag VA surge. We got that to trend. And then Obama was like, you know what? We're going to do something about this. Then he reappoints somebody who is like three times worse than this guy that stepped down. And we're all like, okay. So we're like, dude, just whatever. Like at that point, we just wanted to give up. Like you know what I mean? Like we fought so hard and we got our change and we weren't happy with our change. And by then we were just tired of fighting. You know, it was like, dude, like we've got other shits to do. Like we've got a life to live. Like I just had a kid at the time. I don't have any time to even donate and volunteer to this to begin with. But in my volunteer free time, I did something about it. It was cool. We had a wonderful time. But dude, by the time it was over, it was like, fuck, man. You know, I've got things to do. I've got shit to record. I've got things to learn. You know, so I taught myself more things like CSS and HTML. You know, I mean, I already knew how to do it, but I was teaching myself more of it. You know, I had a life. And see, that's the thing. It's like, if you don't have big money behind you, it's like, what are you going to do about these things? These companies, these politicians, these corrupt individuals, investors and whatnot, they become too big to fail. They get bailed out all the time by the government. So what the hell do they care about you and your opinion? You know? But one company that I've seen great strides in is Call of Duty. They listen. They listen. When you bitch and complain, they're finally listening. At least Infinity Ward is. I don't know about Treyarch, and I don't really care because they're so far in the past. I don't care, dude. If they came out with something that wasn't like devil worshiping and all this crap, that would be great. If zombies didn't revolve around the devil and the pentagrams and all this weird crap, like zombies coming back to life, like that really wasn't satanic. As far as I understood. I mean, it was just a story, you know? But then the satanic agenda got behind it, and like, all of a sudden it's this weird satanic thing? How does that make sense? It doesn't. It really don't. But hey, let's throw Nazis and all this crap into it. I'm like, okay, sure. Like, it couldn't just be like a radioactive comet that hit the ground and had these weird effects. You know what I mean? Like, it couldn't be something realistic. It had to be like witchcraft and seance and zombies and Nazis. Which the Nazis were trying to do that, right? Which I could understand that plot behind that Kino der Toten. But then like, the game became like so satanic. It like didn't really make sense. It was like, bro, like why are you doing this? Like, why do you have to, like, summon this and do that? And, you know what I mean? And they, like, I appreciated, like, the playability of the game. It was fun. Like, I don't remember. I think it was, like, Infinite Warfare or whatever. I don't remember. Advanced War. I don't know. Whatever. But it was the one where it's the theme park. Like, that one was really fun. But you've got the devil staring you in the face all the time with the devil icon and the tarot cards. Like, that was, like, that took away, like, the playability, like, the replay value, you know what I mean? Like, it made me not want to play it. It was cool because they had Dave Hasselhoff in it. You had to go run around and find him in the map and all that. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. But whenever you bring that satanic agenda crap into it, it's just like, bro, you're like now you're just doing too much. On one level, well, I should say multiple levels of Call of Duty, they have the Masonic tile in it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, you go in there and it's black and white tile in one room. And it's like one of those rooms where nobody really goes in. Like, nobody runs through that room. Some people will. And then on hardcore headquarters, I say hardcore because that's all I play. But on headquarters, like, one of the stations, like, you're supposed to hold down is in that room. And so you have to go in there. And, like, a lot of people are laying down in this Masonic tile. And whenever I say Masonic tile, it's black and white, so that means duality, right? Good and evil, as above, so below. That's what they want you to believe in. And what's funny is some schools, they'll have you do, like, those beliefs. Maybe it's Reiki? Like, they'll have you, like, do this whole, what really is just a seance, but you're doing the as above, so below motions and stuff like that. You're drawing from the heavens and bringing up from the bottom of the earth and whatnot, which is fine, but whenever you bring the as above, so below terminology in there, you're actually doing Freemason Illuminati seances, whether you choose to believe it or not. And now the motions itself is great. It's great for your body, it's great for your circulation. But like as I say, once you bring that whole yoga aspect and demonology aspect and as above, so below and Illuminati worship and all this satanic crap, it becomes like non-desirable anymore. It's not even about your health anymore and more about like drawing demons into you. You know? It makes me sick, dude. It makes me sick how far sanity is. How far this insanity of satanic agenda has become interwoven in our everyday lives. Like, I want to play Call of Duty without wondering or worrying about it having some kind of satanic agenda or summoning demons into me or my life. Like, I just want to play domination, bro. I just want to capture flags and get my points and unlock things for the game. And you know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, like, hello, anybody there? You know, I mean, like, is anybody here with me on this? Like, I want to bring God back into our lives and not worry about this devil worshiping crap. I just, you know what I mean? Like, so let's just drop that because I've talked about it enough. I think you kind of get the idea. I've just rambled way too far about that. So, but I just wanted to make my point. Like, no more Satan agenda, please. No more Luciferian worship bullshit. No more blood drinking sacrifice. No more baby sacrifice. Like, come on, dude. Like, come on. Stop stealing our kids. So anyways, like, I can't even think of what I was going to think of, like, what I was going to say, dude. Because I'm sick of it, dude. I'm so sick of it. Oh, I know what it was. Okay, so there's like this whole debate over whether Jesus was a deceiver or not. Even if he was doing magic tricks per se, and let's say Moses like knew that the sea would part at this certain time and made it seem like he was all powerful and everything. I mean, it was for a greater cause, right? To make people be good, like do good in your life. Like, don't be a dirtbag. Don't be stealing people's children. Don't be murdering people. Don't be stealing crap. You know? Don't be committing adultery. Like, if that person doesn't want to be with their husband or wife, make them, like, get rid of them. Like, what? Like, I'm going to be straight up, and a lot of you I might lose even, but I don't give a shit at this point. Because, like, this is my belief, dude. Like, maybe you should wait until marriage. That was like blasphemy back in the day for me. Oh, wait until marriage. I need to try it before I buy it. Like, what kind of mindset is that? That's a dirtbag mindset. That's a douchebag mindset. But hey, they want to encourage your kids to have sex at a young age. A 14-year-old on Snapchat, of all places. Of all places. Which the app was like obviously made to groom children. It's gross, dude. And Like, I'm on there trying to be, you know, a good influence on these people. And they can be all ages. I don't care. Because I'm not trying to talk to them. They want to say hi to me. Yeah, that's fine. But that's about as far as that goes. And then, I don't care. I'm not trying to do streaks. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean, snap photos back and forth. I don't care, dude. That's not my shtick. But what I'm getting at is this Mexican girl is like, you know, well, this is what other girls want to ride. And it shows a bunch of theme park rides. This is what I want to ride. And it shows this Mexican dude. And I was like, how old are you? She said 14, about to be 15. And I'm like, that's gross, dude. Like, that's really gross. Whenever I was 14, about to be 15, I was not thinking of sex. I'll tell you that. I didn't care about sex. I didn't really understand sex. I didn't want sex in my life. That just wasn't, I was worried about going outside, playing, being with friends, or riding bikes. Yeah, maybe kissing girls, but you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think that far, you know? And I'm all telling this girl, like, you know, you should not be thinking about these types of things at that age. Like, you know, that should be the first thing on your mind. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You know, you're gonna get older. And you will have the opportunity to be with people in the future. So, like, why are you worried about it now? And she's like, get the fuck off my nerves. This is hot girl summer. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Who the fuck is going around and saying hot girl summer? This is hot girl summer. Do douse what thou wilt. Who the fuck is doing that? Because I'd like to beat your fucking ass. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of people would like to beat the fuck out of you for your little hot girl summer. Like, what the fuck? You're influencing all our kids to do that shit? You know? And honestly, I should be wanting to beat the ass of the parents who are allowing this to go on and not knowing what's going on in their kids' life. And I call upon you, parents! Mind what your kids are doing!